Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Earlier this year, three Republican incumbents in left-leaning districts decided against running for re-election. They all got out before the bloodbath that happened this election cycle when 12 House GOP members were unseated. Four from Prince William, three from Loudoun, two from Henrico, two from Virginia Beach, and another from the New River Valley. Former Congressman Tom Perriello says this shows Democrats can win all over the state.
We're winning in rural Virginia, small town Virginia, exurbs, suburbs, and the cities. And I think that means we have an opportunity not just to have a great governor-elect in Ralph Northam, but finally a legislature that isn't hindered by gerrymandering.
Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says he's reminded of a debate he moderated on campus 2 years ago between Republican Senate leader Tommy Norman and Democratic leader Dick Saslaw.
At this debate, Tommy Norman famously said, the Democrats will not take back the House of Delegates in our lifetimes. And that was just 2 years ago. So, you know, in politics, lifetimes can be very short.
Four of the 11 House Republican members unseated this year were on the Appropriations Committee, and one was the budget conferee. So even if Republicans manage to maintain a one-vote majority, the balance of power is certain to shift. I'm Michael Pope.